Richard Arnold, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
The parade crash man. He was on bail, was he?
You know, yet again, the spotlight is on the justice system here in this very disturbing way. Yes. In court today will be Daryl Brooks, the man accused of killing five people by driving that car into the Wisconsin Christmas parade in Waukesha. Five people dead, six children still in critical condition as we speak, 48 people injured in all as this maniac simply slammed into folks on the parade route.
Oh my God! Get out the way!
There's like seven injured that way. There's so many down there.
What a situation. A store owner says families tug children off the street and push them under shelves and counters in his place for protection.
I literally saw roughly 10 people bounce off that car, and you could hear thud, 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 thud as he drove through that. And you could hear it, which is a sound I'll never forget.
Among the dead, three members of a group called the Dancing Grannies, who were local celebrities. It's just shocking. And now this, the justice system, part of the tragedy. 5 days before Daryl Brooks is alleged to have caused this mayhem, he was, yes, released from police custody. Here's what happened. Allegedly, he was accused of running his car over the mother of his child. He was given bail of $1,000, freed for $1,000. The prosecutor's office is saying now bail was, quote, inappropriately low, you reckon? The defense lawyer for Brooks is declining comment. How rare to find lawyers who don't want to talk in front of a microphone, but here's the case. John Coolidge, whose wife is among the five people killed in this parade tragedy, is saying angrily, I think my wife's life and our children's future are worth a lot more than $1,000.
I reckon. So Biden's dipped into the old reserves?
Yeah, it's a rare move, releasing oil from this country's emergency supply, the so-called Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is petrol prices here are at seven-year highs, and as millions of Americans are planning to embark on road trips for the Thanksgiving Day holiday here this Friday, your time. The decision on releasing the fuel has been made jointly with other major energy-consuming countries, including, well, a list of them, Japan, South Korea, India, among them, as oil-rich nations have rejected repeated calls to increase production as the global economy seeks to recover from the COVID pandemic. Again, these oil supply games. A Biden economic advisor, Jared Bernstein, said a short time ago,
this is Joe Biden doing precisely what he said he would do, using every tool at his disposal to help the American American consumer get through this period.
Trouble is, it's going to take a couple of weeks before the price benefit is felt, so that's not going to help anyone with their Thanksgiving Day plans. Bit late, fellas.
I reckon. All right, mate, catch up in a couple of days. Richard Arnold, States Up.